This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. London usually hosts some of the biggest Lunar New Year celebrations outside Asia. The capital's Chinatown Association told the BBC normally 700,000 people attend the festivities, which are complete with five stages, dance troupes from China, and a parade. This year, though, that's all been canceled due to the pandemic. But we've all gotten used to changes like this by now, so many people here have turned to meal kits delivered by restaurants across the country to mark the occasion at home. Mark House is the director of Luban Kitchen in Liverpool, which is also home to an apprentice of one of China's top master chefs. Mr. House told me his restaurant has already seen a surge in business this year.
So we have a cook-along box where we just include instructions and you provide all of the ingredients and you cook it yourself. Or there is one where we've done all the work for you. We've cooked it all. You just take it out, put it in the oven or in the pan, warm it up, and then have a delicious Chinese meal.
And your boxes have gone all over the country, haven't they? How many have you sold this year?
Just for this week, we've sent out approximately 400 of the ones that you warm up. Some people have even used them to enjoy Valentine's.
So it's not just the New Year's kits, as you say. You also did a cook-along last night for New Year's Eve. It was your biggest ever cook-along. How did that go?
It was awesome. It turns out that it got a little bit larger than we hoped.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Everybody's drinking a glass of wine.
Yeah, good.
150 people on Zoom, but actually, in terms of those that joined in, it was actually over 300. And it's just great to show that number of people what authentic Chinese cuisine is all about.
Ni hao, hello, how are you?
Hello.
You should have, hopefully, two woks you probably need for this. You're going to cook.
From my perspective, I feel like I have seen so many advertisements for different Chinese New Year kits that I can buy. Have you seen demand rise for the meal kits compared to the business that you'd otherwise be getting at your restaurant during this time of year in other years?
Yeah, we have a mission really as a restaurant to try and show people what authentic Chinese cuisine is all about. Our food is inspired from the region of Tianjin.
Some great flavors in here. Chili vinegar, which is a massive part of Tianjin style cookery. They use a lot of vinegars.
The boxes that we sent out, maybe as many as 1,000 people are seeing at home having a Chinese New Year. I mean, my restaurant can normally hold, I don't know, 100, 120 on a really busy night. So yeah. 1,000 people over a day is unbelievable.
So why do you think that is? Do you think people are just looking for a reason to celebrate, maybe combining it with Valentine's Day, as you say? Or what do you think the biggest driver of that demand is?
A lot of it's boredom. But actually, I think people are becoming more culturally aware or aware of other cultures, and they're trying to learn some of those things.
So do you think this will be sort of a permanent addition to your repertoire once the restaurant reopens and life gets back to whatever normal is? After the pandemic?
Absolutely. I think it's definitely shown us that the business will not only include a dining experience inside a restaurant, but actually a dining experience for inside people's homes. I don't think that's something that's going to go away.
Well, you've certainly made me hungry. Mark House, director of Luban Kitchen in Liverpool. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolute pleasure. It's great to talk to you.